This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The monsoon session of Parliament will conclude today. The Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 today for consideration and passage. Both Houses of Parliament are also scheduled to take up private members' business today. Both Houses of Parliament have given their approval to refer the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. The objective of the bill is to make the use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, moved a motion in the Lok Sabha to refer the bill to a JPC comprising members of both the houses for wider consultations. In news just in, Lok Sabha has been adjourned sine die. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowships and Awards for 2024 and 2025 over 150 artists in a special investiture ceremony in New Delhi today. Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Minister of State for Culture Rao Inderjeet Singh will remain present on the occasion. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today flagged off a Tiranga Yatra under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign at Safdarjung Airport area in New Delhi. Talking to media, he expressed immense pride and happiness over the overwhelming public response to the initiative. He highlighted that people from all walks of life are coming together to celebrate the national tricolour, reflecting a strong spirit of unity and patriotism. Mr. Naidu said that the nation's interest must always remain the highest priority for everyone as the country moves forward together.
I am very happy and proud. Today, our ministry organized a Tiranga Yatra, and the way people across every state, village and community are participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is truly inspiring and important. To achieve our goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, we must move forward together with a sense of collective energy, and we must always remember that our country comes first.
In US, several states are issuing special proclamations to commemorate August 15 as India Day, celebrating India's independence, rich heritage and diversity, as well as the growing contributions of the Indian-American diaspora to the American fabric. Delaware is the latest state following New York, New Jersey to issue a proclamation marking India's Independence Day. Delaware Governor Matthew Mayer signed a proclamation and urged all citizens to celebrate India Day. Pakistan Air Force carried out airstrikes in Balochistan's Surab district yesterday, killing more than 30 civilians, including women and children, and injuring dozens. In a statement, Republic of Balochistan Group claimed that Pakistani Army and Air Force carried out extensive bombing and firing in civilian areas of the Gudar locality of Surab and surrounding areas, causing casualties and damage to civilian property. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Orissa today, following the formation of a low pressure area over the North Bay of Bengal. According to IMD, places over Chhattisgarh are expected to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall till tomorrow. Domestic equities opened largely subdued today as investors weighed strong domestic growth indicators against continued concerns over elevated crude oil prices. The Sensex was down 191 points or 0.25% at 77,775, while the Nifty declined 108.40 points or 0.44% to 24,328 when reports last came in. In Canadian Open tennis, American Brandon Nakashima defeated Spain's Rafael Hoder 7-6, 6-4 in the men's single semifinals at Montreal this morning to reach the Canadian Open final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.